This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, October 18th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese communists raided a church in Henan Province, dragging out congregants and utterly destroying the church building, according to a recent report from Chinese persecution watchdog group Bitter Winter. Back in June, 200 believers of True Jesus Church were gathered when 60 officials stormed in, claiming the church was engaged in quote-unquote illegal fundraising and would be repurposed. The church members refused to cooperate. About a month later, nearly 1,000 government personnel raided the church, dragging out the Christians, injuring two in the process, and razing the building to the ground within days. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Poland's governing Law and Justice Party won the parliamentary elections on Sunday, taking 44% of the vote. The Christian Party has been at odds with the European Union during its first term over reforms to Poland's judiciary. The Law and Justice Party is known for being pro-family and opposing abortion, euthanasia, and sexually perverted lifestyles. Last week, President Donald Trump announced the complete withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria, after which Turkey launched an invasion into the country in an attack against U.S.-allied Kurdish forces. After meeting with Turkey's president yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence announced from the U.S. Embassy in Turkey a 5-day ceasefire in Syria in order to let Kurdish forces withdraw.
Earlier this week, President Trump took decisive action to call on Turkish forces to stand down, to end the violence, to agree to negotiations. And today, I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
The Turkish assault has led to a humanitarian crisis, with 200,000 civilians fleeing the region. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leaders have decided to not hold a full House vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump, reports the Associated Press. Pelosi met with reporters on Tuesday, and this is what she said.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so at this time we will not be having a vote.
Pelosi said they would still continue to investigate Trump for asking Ukraine's president to look into Joe Biden's dealings in the country. Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland died yesterday at Johns Hopkins Hospital due to complications from longstanding health challenges. The 68-year-old congressman was chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee and heavily involved in the impeachment process against Trump. San Francisco will no longer do business with 22 states that have anti-abortion laws after implementing a new ordinance on Wednesday. San Francisco previously passed an ordinance prohibiting business with states that have laws deemed to be quote-unquote anti-homosexual. Supervisor Valley Brown said, quote, "By restricting travel to states with restrictive abortion laws and that limit access to reproductive health, we are showing our commitment to women, trans men, and non-binary people in San Francisco and across the country," end quote. Isaiah 10, verse 1 says, "Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees." President Trump addressed the Values Voters Summit on Saturday in Washington, D.C. At the gala, the Cost of Discipleship Award was given to Pastor Andrew Brunson, who was imprisoned in Turkey under false accusations.
We believe that every American has the right to live by the dictates of their conscience and the teachings of their faith. We believe in the right to free exercise of religion. Thank you. You know, years ago, you could have said that, and people would have said yes, and, you know, it would have been sort of routine. Today, you said you get standing ovations. Our shared values are under assault like never before. Extreme left-wing radicals, both inside and outside government, are determined to shred our Constitution and eradicate the beliefs we all cherish. Far-left socialists are trying to tear down the traditions and customs that made America the greatest nation on earth.
You can watch the entire speech by President Trump through a link in the transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, students across Pike County, Kentucky are fighting to continue their practice of praying for one another. Lockers throughout schools in the district have been designated as, quote, prayer lockers, end quote, for students to submit anonymous prayer requests. However, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State sent a letter demanding the schools shut the prayer lockers down, which the district has complied with at this point. But Emily Cheney, a sophomore at East Ridge High School who started the prayer lockers, said she was going to keep receiving prayer requests personally and pray for her fellow students. Some students are joining a Pray Anyway campaign, hoping it spreads to other public schools. Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 18th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.